The National Park Service is upping the fee for climbing Denali and Mount Foraker. The price hike is aimed at recouping the cost of managing mountaineering on the high peaks. KUAC's Dan Brosh reports from Fairbanks.
The mountaineering user charge is going from the current $200 to $350, except for climbers 24 years of age and under, who will pay $250. Denali National Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says the fee increase reflects a desire to be fair to all parties.
Allows us to basically recover increased costs for the program, but still being fair, so it's not as much of an impact on the rest of our visitors. We also wanted to go along with Department of Interior, National Parks of Initiatives, encouraging youth to use parks.
The climbing fee for Denali and Foraker dates back to 1995, when the Park Service was charged with setting up a program to reduce accidents and deaths on the mountains. It started at $150 and went to $200 in 2005. The program includes specialized mountaineering rangers who aid and rescue climbers in trouble. The latest fee increase is supported by the nation's largest mountaineering organization, the American Alpine Club. AAC Executive Director Phil Powers says the Park Service came around after initially looking at a much bigger increase.
We were a little surprised when they proposed a $500 fee and suggested or discussed a higher fee than that. But honestly, we were very pleased that when we brought the fact to their attention that there really needed to be more process here, they quite quickly invoked a comment period and hosted public meetings.
Power says it's costly to have rangers acclimatized and ready to respond at high altitude. He says the Denali fee fits in between those charged for scaling other big popular mountains.
In places like the Nepal Himalaya or the Pakistani Karakoram, you might pay thousands of dollars for a big peak, but you know, in the United States, there's really only one other fee that I'm aware of, and that's Rainier, and I think it went to $53 here just recently. So Denali is unique in being not only a rather high fee, but it's also a rather expensive program.
Powers says the American Alpine Club supports personal responsibility in the mountains, and paying a reasonable fee for managing a peak like Denali is part of that. But Alaskan Alpine Club board member Doug Buchanan of Fairbanks says his much smaller group is ardently opposed to climbing fees.
This is a tax on the right of the people to walk on their own public land. So we find the National Park Service to be demonstrating the height of repugnance.
The Park Service's Pfister says the new higher fee is designed to raise enough money to cover a greater portion of the cost of mountaineering support, including search and rescue and waste cleanup.
It will help us cover the much of the cost of the program that is not covered by base appropriation for the high-altitude helicopter, concession franchise fees, that sort of thing. The program last year was like $1.3 million, and then basically what we had left to cover from cost recovery was a little over $408,000, and we guesstimate from this we'll get about $405,000.
Pfister says the mountaineering fee will be increased incrementally in the future, not to exceed changes in the Consumer Price Index. One other change is that the fee, which takes effect for the 2012 season, will be collected upon registration to climb Denali or Mount Foraker. It will have to be paid in full at time of registration, with a refund of all but $100 if a climber cancels before January 15th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.